What do you see when you realize, what do you see in yourself as your own personal relationship with God? How do you see that? Oh, I don't know about you, but it ain't where I need to be. I know it's not where I want it to be. And I'm here to tell you and encourage you, prepare yourself, get ready for what God wants to do in you. What do you think of your life? And what are you thinking, what's going on in this world right now with all of the stuff going on? Oh my goodness. I just don't even like watching the news anymore. I don't know about you, but I just turn it on and watch the weather and turn it off. It's a bunch of foolishness. It's a bunch of crazy stuff going on. What do you think? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you that your house is called the house of prayer. So, Father, we want to surrender afresh to you and to ask you, Lord, to give us direction. Let our ears be opened and our eyes be opened, O Lord, that we might see and hear clearly what you want to do in this day, in this age, in our lives. Well, the time has come for us to wisely consider, what are we going to invest in? Our day-by-day choices. What are we choosing? What are we going to make decisions in our life? Are we going to live for Jesus? Or are we going to play with the world a little longer and just find out what's out there and just find out that that will never satisfy, but our Lord Jesus Christ will satisfy. The Bible says in Romans 13 and 11, and do this, knowing that the time that now is high time to awake out of our sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believe. I truly feel that each and every day we are to be growing closer to God, closer each and every day of our life. We have opportunities that come our way and we need to learn how to hear God's voice clearer, 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 clearer. Say clearer. I believe that he's stirring his spirit up, and I believe that there's a lot of folks that's looking around at the world and they're trying to figure out, wait a minute, what's going on? But I do believe that if we will seek God's face, he will tell us, he will show us his way. Listen to what the scripture says. It says, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness. I just want to stop there just a second and just think about that word, cast off the works of darkness. And I don't even have to explain that. We know exactly what that's being said, right? We need to cast off the works of darkness. Many of us don't think that it's dark. Oh, well, you know, I've been doing this my whole life. Well, it's time to cast it off. It's time to straighten up. It's time to hear God's voice. And let us put on the armor of what? Light. We need to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and let us walk properly as in the day, not as in revelry and drunkenness and lewdness and lust and snut and in strife and in envy. You know, I often think about these things and my vision of what God wants us to do. Sometimes people think, well, you can't have any fun. If I can't do all that stuff, I can't have any fun. It's amazing to me. Carol and I learned this probably 20 years ago. We were sitting in the house, and it was a Mardi Gras time. It was Mardi Gras time, and we were sitting at the house, and we decided not to go get crazy and wild and get involved in all that super stuff. And I ain't going to tell you what you got to do. That's between you and God. I'm just telling you what I decided. We were sitting at the house, and it was like, man, right about 4:30, 5 o'clock, we heard sirens. And then we heard more sirens. And it was so easy to see and watch the devil disrupt families, just bring discord into homes where people were getting crazy and drinking and doing all kind of wild and crazy stuff. And before you know it, this guy fooled around with that woman and that woman touched this guy. And before you know it, they all hollering and screaming. Somebody shot somebody. Somebody beat up somebody. And they all went to jail in a little rowboat, clap, clap. And I'm just saying, just pay attention. Pay attention. I'm not trying to say don't have fun. I'm saying pay attention and realize that you don't have to go stupid to have fun. You can have a lot of fun in this world without getting crazy. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh. Make no provision for the flesh or to fulfill its lust. And we must learn to do what is right. How many of you remember this little fellow called Dudley Do-Right? You know, We need to learn how to just do what's right and quit worrying about what the world's doing and trying to figure out, well, you know, God's got a plan and he wants us to learn how to do right. So whenever you're thinking those thoughts that you know you shouldn't be thinking, stop. Say, I'm not going to do that no more. I want to do right. I told you this story a few times about how we used to have some pastors we had breakfast with, and one of them used to always say this. He goes, at the end of breakfast, he said, well, let's just go do something, even if it's wrong. Boy, that just always rubbed my spirit wrong. I was just like, oh, no. I said, so I started speaking up. I said, before he could say that, I said, no, let's all go do something right now. You know, it's easy to give in to the same old as the way the world does things, but it's time. Say it's time for us as Christians to rise up above the stuff, above all of the stuff that's going on, and say, I'm going to start doing what's right. The word searches, the world, I don't know if you've realized this, but the world's searching for truth. It's searching for a better way because they've realized that the same old stuff that's been going on for years, it's not working. It's not beneficial. You know, the word says that all things are lawful for me, but not all things are beneficial. I'm here to tell you that's truth. God brings us to a place. Today, if we will know what, people don't even know what they are believing anymore. It's amazing to me to listen to some of the Christian beliefs that people want to sit down and discuss and debate with you. I don't know about you, but I mean, I do a lot of Facebook stuff, and there's some, you know, things on there I just won't even answer. I just look at that and read it, and I'm thinking, oh, my goodness. And I don't mean this sarcastically or self-righteously, but I just think, boy, some people are just stupid. Delete, yeah. Yeah, after a while, you got to delete some folks. And every Christian, you know, that, like I said, they want to argue their beliefs. They want to prove that they're right. They're trying to. And how many of you know Jesus wants us to love one another? He brought his son so that we could all have life and have it more abundantly. He wishes that no one perish. Watch this. Jesus said, Mark 9. Now John answered him and said, Teacher, what we say something, excuse me. We saw someone who doesn't follow us casting out demons in your name, and we forbid him because he didn't follow us. But Jesus said, don't forbid him, for no one works a miracle in my name. Say my name. Oh, I'm just going to say Jesus. Can soon after speak evil of me. For he who is not against me is on my side. For whoever gives a cup of water to one who drink my name, because you belong to Christ. So surely I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward. Jesus is looking for some of us to get off our high horse and just start reaching out, just like God has that personal relationship with us, that we need to start having personal relationships with the body of Christ. We need to learn how to, you know what, we all have different parts to play. Some of us is our knees and elbows and fingers and joints and eyeballs and ears and hair, whatever. We all part of the body of Christ. We all have different functions. We all supposed to realize that we're to work together. You're not going to agree with everything I do. Imagine that. That's okay. You're still part of the body of Christ. Guess what? I hate to tell you this, but I don't agree with everything you do. Oh, can't imagine that. Well, that's the part. Is that we don't have to agree. What we have to do is be a part of the body of Christ. Jesus said in John chapter 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I'm so excited that my daughter's getting a little excited. I am, because I was just let me read this to you, what I wrote today for the day. As day by day goes by, there is an anticipation and an excitement. I'm feeling my spirit that just maybe today, that some Christian somewhere will get a hug, that some Christian somewhere will be a part of the body of Christ. It's important to play our part, not necessarily worry about the part we're playing. Some people are more worried about the part they're playing than the idea that they're part of the body. Maybe today we'll get to see somebody else get saved. Maybe today we'll get to see somebody get baptized. Maybe today we'll get to feel the Holy Spirit. We see somebody get filled with the Holy Spirit. Maybe today we'll get to see somebody be healed. Maybe today somebody's heart will be mended together. Maybe today somebody's life will change. Maybe, just maybe. Could you imagine if we would catch a glimpse of that truth and understand that that's what we're to do? That we're out here just to live life and show people how good God is. And let me show you what he's done for me. Let me tell you what he's done for me. And sometimes we don't have a testimony that's too good. And we say, well, you know, some people don't want to know what he's done for you because, you know what, I don't. If that's your God, I don't want nothing to do with him. That's why I asked you earlier on, I said, what does our personal relationship look like? Does other people like what they see in you? Does other people say, hey, they got something. There's a joy. There's a happiness. There's a spirit of God inside of them. I love the idea of when I get around some folks that love Jesus. Isn't it so cool when we get around people that you know love Jesus and it's just infectious? It's just like you can feel God stirring. And boy, you walk away from that and you say, boy, it was good. Like the song, David's song said, he said, it was good for me to be in the house of the Lord. Wasn't it good for you to be in the house today? Did you not feel God's presence? And I was talking to somebody earlier right before service about we can feel that presence each and every day of our life. We don't have to wait till Sunday. Some folks are just waiting till Sunday morning. Well, I'll go get my fix. And my mom used to call it gas in the tank. You know, make it another week and I'll go gas up. I'm here to tell you that you could have it each and every day of your life. Don't wait till Sunday. Wake up tomorrow morning and get excited. Read your word. Find out what God wants to do in and through you. And the joy of the Lord, the joy, the sons of God will rise up. And that's what I'm anticipating. I'm seeing the sons and the daughters of God rising up. And they're wanting to know that God is with them every day. He's never going to leave them nor forsake them. No matter where they're at, he's there with you. What a mighty God we serve. There's an excitement and anticipation in my heart that I'm just excited to see what God is doing in our community. I believe that there are more and more people rising up. Some people are trying to get ahead of the game. They're running over here, but I'm here to tell you, wait on the Lord and he will renew your strength. He'll bring you to right to where you need to be, right when you need to be there. Trust him and relax and realize that his burden is light. If you're working at this, I feel sorry for you. You're working too hard. You got to stop and just smell the roses, if you will. You need to stop and just ask Jesus, what do you want me to do, Lord? And if we'll ask, he's faithful and true. He'll answer us. Are you glad that your life has changed? I don't know about you, but I can look back over my life, and I'm so glad that I changed. I'm so glad I'm not doing the things I used to do. I'm so glad that I'm not as crazy as I used to be. But I've given my life to Christ, and by doing that, he showed me the way. One day, one step at a time. Here a little, there a little. Oh, he's just bringing you one step at a time. You don't have to worry about it. He's not going to ask you to go to Africa and preach unless you're talking to Johnson lately. But you don't have to worry about where you might go or something like that. Just wait on the Lord. He'll bring you right to where you need to be when you need to be there. Start smiling at some folks and realize that God's touching your life. Has not... If you haven't felt any changes in your life lately, I'll say that real slow again. If we have not felt any changes in our life lately, then there's something wrong. There's something wrong. There should be a day by day by day by day by day change. Now, sometimes it's little bitty changes, it's little thoughts that you think that you... You know, how many of y'all think things you used to say? Don't raise your hand. Pretty soon you get to a point where you quit even thinking that way. Every day the Holy Spirit will encourage us to walk a little straighter. I don't know about you, but I get excited about when the Lord shows me something and tells me, hey, straighten this up, son. You got some problems. Have you ever heard the Holy Spirit say it? Tell you, straighten it up. You got some problems. That's what he wants to do. He wants to give us direction. 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, therefore, we do not lose heart, even though with the outward man is perishing. And everybody over 50 said, uh-oh. Okay. Even though the outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Day by day, the inward man. See, that's why it doesn't matter what's going on the outside. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what's falling apart, what's falling off, what you don't have anymore. It doesn't matter. Because the inward man, oh, listen, the inward man is being renewed day by day. By day, it's such an awesome place to be, is in his presence. He's going to bring it to. The inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us. Oh, I'm going to repeat that. For our light affliction, but is working for a moment, is working for us a far more exceedingly an eternal weight of glory. There's a truth there that'll blow you away if you ever stop and really read that and spend some time in that and allow the Holy Spirit to let you understand that no matter what you're going through in the natural, God's working on something. He's working on something. He's bringing you to a place he wants you to be. You might be looking at the outward, oh my goodness, it's so hard, it's so tough. I wish, God, what you doing? And then, of course, we love to say these wonderful words. Why? Why me? Why him? Why her? Why God? Just wait and see what he's doing. How many of you know he's working something inside of you? He's working inside of you. Just give him space. Give him time. Wait. You don't try to understand that God is doing something inside of you. Watch it. Watch this. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. I mean, how many of you know we've got a lot of things that we worry about that's just temporary things? We got to start worrying about the eternal things. Romans 8 and 18 says, for I consider the suffering of this present time is not worthy to compare with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Let me slow down there. That will be revealed in us. Oh my, which shall be revealed. In us. Now you hear what I'm saying? The Lord's doing a work and he's letting you know that you might be going through some hard times right now, but I'm fixing to reveal some things to you. I'm fixing to bring you to a place of revelation and understanding like never before. And I'll have to say this because sometimes people think, well, I'm just going to get it. Hallelujah. No, you got to go after it. You got to go after God. Some of the folks that came down here this morning, they came down because they knew they wanted something. You decided, I need something, Jesus. And you don't care what anybody thinks in the pews. You coming down, I'm going to get me some of that. You see, and that's what it's about, realizing that we've got to get up and go get it because God's a gentleman. He's not going to force it on you. He's not going to force you to take anything. The things, watch this. I consider the suffering of this present time is not worthy to compare with the glory which shall be revealed in us. But earnestly expectation of creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. The whole creation, the whole world is waiting for the revelation, the revealing of the sons and daughters of God. Could you imagine what's going on right now? All of the world's looking and searching for an answer, and we've got it. Say Jesus. Jesus is the answer. And when we realize that, when we start letting other people know it, say, let me tell you what, I don't have all the answers, but I do know who does. His name is Jesus, and if you'll seek him, he will tell you what's going on. Psalm 119 and 71 says, it is good for me that I've been afflicted. What? That I might learn your statutes. This is what the psalmist David said. It's good for me that you go through the, it's good for you that you get to go through all of these troubles. What? What? I don't want to sign up for that part, Lord. Don't give me the afflictions. I don't want the problems. But David says it was good for me that I was afflicted so that I might learn. Say learn. You know, some of us are just hard-headed. We got to go through some things a few times. Anybody hard-headed, don't raise your hand. We have to go through some things. There would be, you know, let me just ask you this. Watch this. What would you do if tomorrow, I seen this on Facebook, and I'm repeating it. Ready? What would you do if tomorrow morning you woke up and you had $1 trillion? Did anybody see that on Facebook? You had $1 trillion. You woke up tomorrow morning. Well, when I read that, I was like, how sad, because we as Christians have something much more valuable than that. Oh, but watch this. Let's say you get your $1 trillion tomorrow morning, and then tomorrow evening you find out you had cancer and you were going to die in a week. What good would that $1 trillion do you? But where the kingdom of God is, there your heart might be also. Where your treasure is, there your heart might be also. Oh, if you're thinking, oh, if I could just have this, if I could just have that. This is what's really sad for so many Christians today. I hear this a lot. If I had this, then I could. If I had more money, then I could do ministry. If I had more money, then I could buy a bus. If I had more money, then I could go out and be a youth pastor. If I had more money, then I could do this. And if I could have more money, or if I had this, or if I had that, then I could. I feel sorry for you if that's what you have been saying in your past. I'd encourage you to stop saying that and just start doing what God has blessed you with. Amen? Because you are a blessed people. We are a blessed people. Use what's in your hand. Moses had a stick and he said, throw it down. That's what I'm going to use. You see, whatever's in your hand, do it with all your might. Don't try to figure out, well, if I just had this, then I would. Mm-hmm. So sad. Use what you got and then the Lord will bless you with more. He who is faithful in the little things will be put in charge of the big things. My goodness, watch this. When the Pharisees and the Sadducees were questioning the apostles, here it is in Acts chapter 5, and they agreed with him that they went and called the apostles and they beat them. The apostles were doing spreading the gospel, and the Pharisees and the Sadducees got together and they brought them in and they said they were going to beat them, and they commanded them that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and then they let them go. So they departed from that presence of the council rejoicing. They just got beat and fussed at. And they left rejoicing that they might be counted worthy to suffer the shame of his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they did not cease to teach, preach, Jesus is the Christ. You see, and that's what we got to learn how to do is no matter where we are, what we're doing, we need to be able to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not caring at all what the world thinks or what the world's saying. Ready to pay the price, whatever you want, Lord. If you want me to go through that, I'll go through that. Lord, if you want me to do that, the revealing of the sons of God. 2 Timothy 1 and 6 says this, therefore I remind you to stir up, say stir up, the gift of God which is in you. See, the things that you have, God wants us to stir it up. He wants us to use what we have. Too many of us are sitting on what we got and we don't think we have anything and we just whining and saying, I want more. I just had more. Lord says, what do you have? Use what you have and watch what I will do with what you got. See, because God is faithful. He's an awesome God. Therefore, I remind you, stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given you a spirit of fear. Uh-oh. I can't do that. I'm scared. No, don't get scared. Because if you're scared, that's not from God. That's from the devil. He's not giving you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Say power. Ooh-wee. Power. I'll do that again. Ooh-wee. Power. You got power from the Holy Ghost. You got power to be able to tell that devil, get out of my life. Get out of my life. You have no authority here. I'm a child of the Most High God. You might come in and try to deceive me and distract me and take away, but let me tell you who I am. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of the Most High. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords is my Father. I can go up to the throne room and sit on his lap and say, Jesus, the one who created all of the heavens and the earth. I get to sit with him daily and talk with him. What? Do you hear my anticipation? Do you hear my excitement about what God wants to bring us up out of? We have been beaten down. We have allowed the devil, the enemy, to tell us, well, you can't do it. Look what you did. Look what you used to do. You're a bad boy. You're not good enough. How many of you know that the Lord said he sent his son to die for all of us? He sent his son to die for each and every one of us. I don't know, how many of y'all were rascals? You like that word? I'm going to just use rascal. How many of y'all were rascals when you was a young person? Okay, we got quite a few. The Lord saved us for a reason. He saved us and pulled us up out of that miry clay. Get ready, get ready, get ready. I just want to tell you, prepare for the day of the Lord is at hand. James chapter 5 says this, therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it to receive the early and the latter rain. Oh my goodness. How many of you are ready for it to rain on you? Holy Spirit, rain on your body, Lord, right now. Let us be patient. Establish your heart. For the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble, huh? Do not grumble against another brother. Oh, do not grumble against another brother, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. How many of you know there's one mediator between you and God? How many of you know what his name is? Come on, tell me. Jesus Christ. There's one mediator between you and God. There's a lot of folks that want to be. There's a lot of people that want to tell you what to do, but I'm here to tell you right now, right here. There's one mediator between you and God. His name is Jesus Christ. He's going to give you the way, the truth, and the life if we follow him. If we'll follow him, he'll lead, guide, and direct our path. It'll be so good. Say good. It'll be good. God knows exactly where we are. Watch this. Amos chapter 3 and 7 says, surely the Lord does nothing. Listen to this. Surely the Lord does nothing unless he reveals it to his servants, the prophets. So how many of you know God is doing something? Huh? Can you feel it? Do you know something's going on? Do you know that God is starting to bring revelation? Say revelation. He's bringing revelation to the body of Christ. He's bringing us to a place of going, I got this, and I've got this under control, and I'm going to give you the insight, and I'm going to give you favor, and I'm going to give you the ability to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I'm giving you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Oh, my. Are you ready to open some doors and set some folks free? Can you anticipate that somebody somewhere needs Jesus? Do you know that somebody needs baptism of the Holy Ghost? Do you know somebody needs to be baptized in water? We're going to see that in 2 weeks. Somebody needs a little bit of peace, a love, a joy, a mercy, or compassion. Will we share what we have? Don't worry about whether I'm doing it. Don't worry about whether Miss Gloria's doing it. Don't worry about whether Maggie's doing it. Don't worry about whether Jenny's doing it. What are you doing with what you got? Oh, but just prepare. Get ready and watch what God is doing. I believe that our God is mighty and he is ready to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Oh, my goodness. Romans 8 and 25 says, but if you hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Likewise, the Spirit also helps us. I love it when the Holy Spirit gives me help. How many of you need a little help? Every now and then, huh? The Holy Spirit helps us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for sending the Holy Spirit. Whenever we fall in short, we can cry out and say, Lord, I need some help. Thank you, Lord. Likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should be praying for as we ought. There's a lot of people praying, but we're not praying for what things we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groans that which cannot be uttered. I'm going to pause there. Just let that one sink in for a minute. Groans. Have you ever just felt so down and so depressed and so out that all you can do is just kind of go, There's also the opposite of that is when you're in the joy of the Lord and you're in his presence and there's such a place that it's too deep for words, the Bible tells us. And we just kind of go, God, you are so good. Have you ever experienced the goodness of God? Have you ever felt his presence? And you just had to go, groans and utterances too deep for words. Now, he who searches the heart, watch this. It says, now, he who searches the heart. Are we searching? Or are we just riding? Are we truly finding out what God wants? Or are we just saying, oh, you know, it's okay. We had a good service today. And I'm going to encourage you to get by yourself, come into a place of your holy, get your holy place. Get you a place where you can cry out and talk to the Lord. He who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is. Oh, I just don't know what to do. Well, that's because we're not truly seeking. We're not truly searching. And we're not asking for help. Right here he says, help, ask, seek. And the Spirit will help us. Search the heart. Knows the mind of the Spirit because he makes intercession for the saints. Now, here you go. This is the trick. According to the will of God. You see, there's the key. There's the access point. According to the will of God. Father, nevertheless, not my will be done, your will be done, is what Jesus said. And that's what he's trying to get to our attention. It's like too many of us are running around trying to do our own thing. And asking God to bless it. And we struggle, and we struggle, and we struggle. And we cry out and say, why, God, how come? And he says, because you're not seeking my will. For my will is much better than your will. My ways are higher than your ways, says the Lord. He's got a plan, a purpose, a destiny for your life. Get ready. I believe that there's some folks in this room. I believe that there's some folks in this room, this very room right now, that this morning the Holy Spirit has spoken to you and he stirred you and he's telling you to stir up the Spirit of God that's within you and watch. Say watch. Oh, look at your neighbor and say watch what the Lord will do. Look what the Lord is doing. Father, we thank you for your word, oh God. We thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus once and again. Lord, we ask you to pour out your Spirit this morning, afresh and new. We ask you to stir us, oh God, that we might run with endurance the race that you've called us all to run. Bless your body. Bless your church. Strengthen them. Bring healing. Bring provision, oh God. Let our voices be heard, oh God. Let us cry out in the night seasons and the day seasons, Lord, that we know that you are listening. Father, pour out that we might open our ears to hear what you have to say. In Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. 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 God bless you. Hug somebody in Jesus' name.